Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are in line on me. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Brother Watt, you on with me?
Yes, sir. You there, Brother Drew?
Yes, sir. Well, you on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You on, Brother DeWater.
Okay. Brother Drew, we're going to go over some stuff that several people have asked me to go over, which is part of the protocol. Which is actually the first part of the protocol. And they wanted me to go to the numbering system. And to deal with that, we have to go into what great-great-grandpa, the Crow, that taught me, the compass and the square. We'll go into the knowledge. I'm going to tell you a story, Brother Drew. And the story deals with a bloodline. And because it deals with a bloodline, that bloodline in 2016, and that everything going to be mathematically speaking today, 2016 equal to 9, we in the so-called mankind year of 2016, and that's the number 9, meaning it ain't going to change, and we have to know where we are in certain periods of generations of people, where this bloodline is coming in, how close we are getting to the 19th galaxy as we go through Earth. But first, we had to understand, where did we come from? Those of you that have studied esoteric knowledge and listened to me for quite some time and just studied on your own, because I tell you quick, don't believe nothing of what I say. Go do the research for yourself, because it's in your bloodline. And the knowledge is taught in the compass and the square. And these are up on the sign symbols and numbers. The compass and the square is two geometrical instruments that you use with building. You can't build anything on Earth. You can't chart no miles, no flying, no angles or nothing without these two instruments. These two instruments was given to us by our forefathers, our first mother and our father. This story starts on the 19th galaxy. And we have to go back to the 19th galaxy, because right now we live in the 12th galaxy on the 9th planet. Now, we're going back to the 19th galaxy and start with Yah, this word Yah, our mother and our fathers, who we are created in the image and the likeness of. This was called a human being at that period in time in this language. It was called a human being in this language. It was called in that language a supreme being. Each child was a supreme being because it had the mind of the law that was given by the mother, and it had the mind commandments to obey the law given by the father. YAH was feminine, YA was masculine. This is so you wouldn't get confused here on Earth, on the 12th galaxy where they had to place you. This is the we talking beginning knowledge. She give us a system in numbers to go by. If you have been with the Nation of Islam, they taught on the number 19. If you read the Quran and you're searching for knowledge and you read a lot of books, then the number 19 is a significant number to know, because the number 19 is where we come from, the 19th galaxy. This is so we would never forget when we got over here, but we were captured by some people and given a mindset and taken the knowledge away, but a certain generation, this knowledge would come back into it, where it's coming back into existence in the Western Hemisphere. Over here with the old Yah man that you're talking to right now, we're explaining this a little better, where you maybe you can understand it a little better. The number 19 would add up to 1, and 9 is 10. In the numbering system, in the language system, the number 10 is Yah, Y-A and Y-A-H. It's male and female. This coincides with the number 19, which we'll break what the number 19 means down. This is Yah's number. So the numbering system would be from Z, from a cipher, which you call a zero or alt or O or circle. But the first name that is called in the 19th galaxy is a cipher, a C-I-P-H-E-R. It is 360 degrees. This represents part of your body. This is also known in the mankind's language as a whole. All people that is the original people of the creation on this 19th galaxy. Here on Earth, you have O positive or O negative blood. Now, if you got this blood, for you to recognize yourself at a certain day and period of time and gain the knowledge of understanding how to recognize who Yah's people was that came from the 19th galaxy, known as the Anunnakis. If you study with Malachi Yauch, you'll know what I'm talking about. Go up and study with him and get this knowledge. This is the original knowledge, and explain to you at a certain generation, we explaining it down where certain places in the bloodline, we know that you'll pick up on the knowledge just by hearing it explained to you. So we ain't worried about that. So from, if you got this bloodline, not the bloodline of the beast man, is AB and AB positive and negative and AB compound. That's their bloodline. That's the other bloodline. That's alien blood. That bloodline right there is alien. Ours was Cypher. And that Cypher represents 360 degrees, and that represents the head of Amun-Yah. In our language, mother means Amun-Yah. That Cypher is her sign and her symbol. So we would understand her signs and her symbols different from Amun-Yah and Amun-Yah. You meet those signs and symbols come together, the number 8, which is two cycles on top of each other. The cycle on top represents Amun-Yah. The cycle on the body is Amun-Yah. The number 8 is 1 degree above perfect. So if you perfect from 1 to 7 with the knowledge of Amun-Yah, which we are not, then you would be one with them. But because you're not, you go through another change. But at a certain time period, the knowledge would come back into existence because of the bloodline of the people that had gotten taken away from Amun-Yah's people. So this is how in 2016 that we can tell the law that is the original people of Earth. All our blood has been, all the people on Earth as we speak in 2016 has been mixed with the reptilian blood. In some books he's known as the reptilians, in some books he's known as the beast man. Some people call him the albino man. We know him today as the Germanic race of people. This is some people, the Anunnakis that was here on Earth, but something happened to them in the northern hemisphere. When we divide the earth into 4 hemispheres, you see when Yah's people control all 4 hemispheres, Yah's people of color. I put it in that way so you'll know that not black people, but all 4 hemispheres had people of color, colored people. Everybody had melanin in their blood. It was not no Germanic race of people here that you see now that has conquered the people of color as we speak. You had to know their story, and you had to know our story, but our story starts on the 19th galaxy, not the 12th galaxy. We were brought here to the 12th galaxy, and we're on the 9th planet, which was originally called in our language, Athyra. You call it Earth. It's called many names in many different languages. because of the scattering of the people and the mixing of the people with these people, because you had to understand the language of the northern hemisphere was Click. The people that lived in the northern hemisphere, who was once spoke the same language that we spoke, looked like us, then they was invaded and mixed their seed with the Martians. Upon doing this, when they had a galactic war, see, we're a planet. Everybody was fighting in the galaxies at one time when they could come through the black hole. Everybody's fighting for this planet right here because of the gold and the silver that you needed to operate on their planet. You know, sort of like what's going on right now, Brother Drew. Everybody's fighting for gold and silver and shit. Right now, the war and the story is the same, because the reason we was put down here because we needed our ozone. We was coming into the two moons, and when we came into the two moon on the 19th galaxy, we was coming into the moon. They needed gold and silver to patch up the ozone level. They knew how to do this. This is the story that it was told. And to patch up the ozone level, which is the same thing going on here. Now, we came into two moon orbit, and the same thing they had from fighting this war, they came into this galaxy when they fought the war with the Martians, the 10th star, which was Mars, on the 12th galaxy, and had a battle with on the 19th galaxy with the people off the 19th galaxy. But when this happened, the people from the Martians, they fell over into what is known as the northern hemisphere and breeded with the children of Japheth. And this is why one third of the earth, as we speak today, is that of the Germanic race of people. You had to understand that they started off as us, but something happened. And due to the fact that this happened, it changed their personality and stuff. And you had to understand that you ain't him and he ain't you. But at this age and period of time, his spirit has come. Come another spirit from the mixing of the seeds to a certain extent. Because we still know that he's the only one that got weapons of mass destruction right now, and he's the only one that's fighting war. Is the Germanic nations, the people. The only one. He's been fighting the war. We can trace the history, how long he's been fighting the war right now. Ever since he came into power during the days of the Vikings. And we can trace his history from the north, of the people from the north coming on a southerly journey first, and then going from the south to the east. And then in the 9th century, they came over here to the west. And we can trace the history of these people as we speak now. In this numbering system that was hid off into secret societies and different secret societies for a long period of time, this knowledge, when I learned this knowledge, was a deep secret, Brother Drew. And if you wasn't in the family, in the bloodline, then it wasn't, you didn't speak about it like we're speaking about it right now. You didn't speak about this knowledge. This knowledge was hid into different secret, high secret societies. And It was known up under fine and similar to the point that the people that kept it a secret, most of these people are dead now. And the people that's just now gaining the knowledge is some youngsters that have studied and been with old people that had been with old people. I was fortunate. My great-great-grandfather was born in 1840, and he didn't go back to the great sky gods. We say his spirit didn't go back to the great sky until 1960, when I was in high school. He was 120 years old when he didn't go back to the land of the crow. And he taught me, and he taught me stuff that his great-grandpa had taught him. Hell, that's almost 300-500 years of teaching of a way of life that these people had way back there. I learned that, Brother Drew, and I was taught that. I was taught that from 1 year, 1 day old when I came to earth, because I came up under the hands of the teaching of the male in my family on my daddy's side, which was Crow. And so this, I'm sharing with you some of the knowledge they taught me about my son, and I, that if you are a Mason, Prince Hall Mason, Black Duncan Mason, Black Scottish Rite, hell, you still don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I know your knowledge. But you don't know this. You don't know this. This knowledge here is the knowledge that it was hid real good, that through deep study, you and I and another group of men that had a whole lot of different, each one of us, Brother Drew, you still here, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
You notice, Brother Drew, that the 15, 20 people that when we first started that studying and being together with our families and stuff, everybody brought to the table a different knowledge.
Right.
See, and the knowledge they brought, they was masters, teachers in that knowledge. And everybody, including you, me, Cole, Ishmael, George, Mahal, all of these people, they brought to the table knowledge, different knowledge, and we combined those knowledge, and some of us had knowledge in 30 or 40 different subjects that was mastered those knowledge when we came to the table and compared the knowledges of what someone had taught us that was our grandparents.
Right.
that we had learned from not educated people how to plant, Ishmael, Zakane, all of them jokers, man, them old jokers, man, they know that land. Ishmael could go pick up the soil and tell you what it was and stuff. Like Elder now, he grow a garden and all of that stuff right now. They
uh-huh.
knew the land, but they wasn't nobody. Did nobody have no damn degrees in our group? I don't know. My hair was about the only one. I don't know nobody else had degrees. Do you, Brother Drew?
Well, not in that type of
thing. No, Blue didn't have a degree, and she was none of. We was all just common working dudes with families. And we got together and did the study, and now we see the results of the study. It's hard to, you can't hardly fool us. I mean, because there's a knowledge out there that we know for a fact that has been hid in many secret societies that we was taught it, didn't know what the hell we was being taught. Because sometimes me and my sisters and brothers get together, we say, Daddy never did say he was a Muslim with the Nation of Islam. He liked the Elijah Muhammad. We know this. He never did say he was a Muslim, but damn if we wasn't raised like one.
Right.
we was raised like one, but that man had my sisters couldn't even take company, man. I had to go home and take them to the prom. They
right.
couldn't.
Well, you know,
until they graduated from school, they couldn't even wear stockings and stuff, man. Certain lipstick and stuff. Till they graduated from school. Talking on the
yeah,
phone,
you know,
boys. And all. Oh no, no, Daddy didn't play that.
Yeah.
When
well,
they got ready to go to the prom, I had to take leave. I was stationed
you know,
in.
Oh, my bad,
yeah.
Mr. Brother DeWalt. I was just saying actions speak louder than words. You know, your dad didn't say it, but his actions spoke louder than the words.
Right, man. See, and when I look back through the community, it was a lot of them jokers that knew. But and see, you couldn't, in the 50s and the 40s, you couldn't say that you was a Muslim. Not in the South. He would act that way. You become. I'm looking back at certain families in my hometown, at the raisins that's in the Nation of Islam, and the raisins that we had to endure. Shit. And Daddy was in control. Mama wasn't in control. They were Muslims, man. They believed in the ways of Elijah Muhammad. My daddy always talked about him. Never said he was with him, but hell, they was really with him because of the teaching. They had the same teaching, meaning they was from the same tribe, same mindset, the same school of thoughts. Because the average one of us, Brother Drew, we was raised where them old folks sent a message from your ass to your brain where that telling Johnny not to ride walk or run through the church and all that stuff 5 or 6 times, you didn't get told that somebody was dead on your ass. I tell them all the time, the children in today's society don't know a damn thing about the look and the pointing of the finger. And if you look at one of them, they'll look you back in the eye now. And if you point the finger, they'll shake their finger at you. When you know that was a instant killing if you did that to one of your
right.
If your parents look at you and stare at you and you stare back at them, they whooping your ass, Johnny, on the spot. If they pointed your finger at you and you pointed yours back at them, nigga, you getting killed. But not today. Not in today's society. So I'm looking at certain things I was taught that I can see when we start learning about the Jews. You have to, the only way that you can understand this knowledge is you have to study with the Jews, the Zionist Jews. If you study with the Zionist Jews, then it'll take you into the knowledge of what the Rosicrucian is, and you have to study the Kabbalah and understand the language. And wasn't shit hid from you. The Jews promised a certain generation. He promised us, this generation, he promised us way back in history, Brother Drew, that we would know this knowledge that we're talking about now. He promised us, and I know that, notice that he kept his promise, and the first person, and he let that knowledge out in 1960 with Melanchol Yalc. He didn't break his promise to us. He in 1870, the Jew, he started us with a black political party, the Freeman Party, and our own Freeman Bank when we got out of slavery. Well, he promised that promise is in the Bible. He kept that promise. He did that. But what happened? Magog, just like he said, his brother, the Anglo-Saxon, he was known as that time, killed his ass. He broke up the party and became the Democrat. They were the Dixocrats back in that time, and they became the Democrats. And what happened? 1950, all the niggas became Democrats. To 1964, they really became Democrats. And with their Lord and Savior, John F. Kennedy, because and Martin Luther King, well, 2016 speaks for itself. And, brother, just while I'm on that drifting there for a moment, there's a book, Brother Drew, called The Future of the American Negro. I'm urging everybody that's listening to go up on Facebook, see how much that book costs. It's by Booker T. Washington. And brother, let me tell you something, Brother Drew. I don't know, for some reason I picked this book back up and started reading it. And damn, man. This man told us in 80-something, he wrote this book, The Future of the American Negro, of what he see there from coming out of slavery, he was part of slavery, up until where the Negro was then. He told that if this didn't stop, he told the future of the American Negro. Well, Brother Drew, everything he said in that book that he stated, he said the first problem after slavery was Christianity. Problem was voting. After they took the party away, disbanded, you had no power no more, because you couldn't control your destiny. You had to become part of their party. You didn't have your own party. And he said, due to the fact that the future of the African America was none and void, even the education, he told them what they was educating us on, we wouldn't have no future. And that he got a whole thing in there, Brother Drew. Well, I find simply amazing. I can't wait to work with this one. It's what he told. He wrote 5 pages to the preachers of what they were teaching in church, they were learning in school, had no benefit to this Negro. They were calling themselves Negroes in his future. Because you was not teaching him literature, he said, wouldn't put food and shelter on the table. What they was teaching him wouldn't put food and shelter on the table. And because of the teaching, Brother Drew, and the piano, he said, what every black family, post-black family, had a piano in their house. And for some reason, the black man could play the piano. And this piano, he said, every one of them wanted to be entertainers and stop being sheriff farmers, what they were after they got out of slavery. And because of that, he said that that'd be the fall of the future of the colored people, the Negro in America. Well, hell, when we read that book, Brother Drew, that's the beginning of the science of eugenics, of him genocizing us. Everything he wrote in that book, we can say that this book begins the science of eugenics, of how the white man genocides us. Booker T. Washington told us in 1866, just that short period of time, how he had that system on your ass. That's an amazing book, man. That's an amazing book.
Yeah, that sounds like a good book, huh?
Yeah, self-explanatory. Getting back to this numbering system, our number system starts from the cipher to the number 19. I explained to you the 10th sign and symbol in the numbering system belongs to Yah. And the number 10 is the same as a 6 and a 9. And we're going to see how the disciples and the perpendicular line, which would be number 1, became, became the 9, the 10, and the 6. We're going to start with human beings. That's us. We was actually Anunnakis. We lived on the 19th galaxy. We're in the 12th galaxy now, on the 9th planet, which we call Athara. This language is called Earth. We live beneath the waters and below the waters, or the core of the Earth. We don't live in the core. We don't live on top. We live in the firmament. There's water above, water beneath. This is where we live here on Earth. We have come into the orbit of a 2-moon planet in 1960s, where you see 2 moons. You see a moon in the daytime, see a moon in the night. You didn't start seeing that after 1960. And that was for a reason. We know the reason, but that's another lesson. When you get into this 2-moon system, then you would come into the knowledge of what we're going to talk about. We're going to start with the cycle, which is 360 degrees. It's made by the compass, that instrument. 360 degrees represent your head. Now, if you look at your head, your noggin, Big Mama would call it, there's something very unique about you. Eyes, which is 2, is 360 degrees. Your nose, which you have 2 notches, 360 degrees. Your ears, 360 degrees. Your mouth, 360 degrees. You have 2 of everything but a mouth. And that equal to what? 7, which is what? That means that you are perfect in your head. With your 360, your cycle, meaning that that's your head. We're going to name your cycle the head because that's what it represents, your head, the cycle. So, I hope you all understanding now that we're going to see. When we use mathematics and speaking with Yah, Brother Drew, we don't make no mistake. No mistake made behind this. You got on your head, which is your cipher, you got 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, and 1 mouth. That equal to number 7, that means that your head is perfect. It's supposed to be perfect. It's 360 degrees. And 6 and 3 is 9, meaning it ain't going to change. This ain't going to never change. Somebody going to change it for you, but reality, it ain't going to change. So your head is perfect, starting off until we'll go through the slip of what furred your head up. You got drunk. when you swim through some waters and through the black hole. Now, the number one, which is made by a square. I hope everybody knows what a square is. A square is you. You a square. Square is an L-shaped geometrical instrument. If you stand up, put your feet together, your body is an L. Now you know why they call you Elohim and Elohim, a God, and all of that shit. You the L. So when you stand up, you the L. This is horizontal and vertical. 180 degrees, 180 degrees. That's what it would equal to, mathematically speaking. 189, it ain't gonna change. 180 degrees ain't gonna change. That's what we call a one, a perpendicular line. It's standing straight up. It's a living perpendicular line. When y'all get ready to ship you here, her head, which is your cycle, on top of your perpendicular line, which is your body. Now, this is the first law of nature, Brother Drew, that we're dealing with right here. Now, once when she put the cipher on top of the perpendicular line, we'll go to what? The second law of nature, meaning that the second law of nature is the laws of opposite. Meaning it had to be a male and female. That's what it had to be. It had to be a male and a female. That's the second law of nature. You understand it a little bit better, Brother Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the second law of nature we're dealing with right there. That means that everything that's born on earth through a male and a female becomes the second law of nature, which is a dualist. When it's the laws of opposites, the laws of opposites mean that it is a dualist system, meaning that everything, Rand Paul would say, in creation, in a dualist system, has a natural enemy. And he would look at me and he would say, "Little Hawk, what is the opposite of black?" And I would say, "White." He'd say, "Well, everything that you see in creation that is white, it is your enemy." Now, that's a little deep, telling a six-year-old boy that, because I ain't understanding the goddamn thing he's talking about. But now I understand it to the goddamn maximum degree of maxtivity. Shit, that's how I understand this shit that he was telling me. Now, in 2016, Brother Drew, now let's go back to what Grandpa told me in about 51 or 52, 53 right there, right now. He told me this. We done learned that white sugar, white eggs, white chicken, white ducks, white turkeys, that shit ain't no good for us because through studying biology, then Grandpa wasn't telling me nothing but the recessive gene and the dominant gene knowledge. But Grandpa ain't had no goddamn knowledge of a white man. He didn't even speak the language. He made you speak Crow to him. He hated this white boy. He hated this white book. But this is what he was teaching me. What he was teaching me, I didn't know what he was teaching me until I went and did some studying. And when I studied biology, which is the study of plants and animals, which he taught the plants and the animals, shit, I knew them some bitches at 7 years old, how they cried and what they, what animal was bird was this bird, and what tree was this tree, what herb was that, what snake was this snake, which one was poison, which one wasn't, what fish was this, and which fish was good to eat, which fish wasn't bad to eat, and which this and that. I knew all this by the age of 12 years old. What they was teaching me was botany and zoology. He ain't know he was teaching me that. It's like he would always talk about the bloodline because he disagreed with my dad and mama, my daddy marrying a Cherokee, a half-breed. He disagreed with messing up the bloodline. Now we see. Now I can see what the bloodline is very important and how the shit got started was through the mixing up the bloodline shit. He was teaching me something that wasn't taught to him in no white boy school, but it was a word of mouth teaching handed down, and somebody put it in a book and called it botany and zoology. Because the recessive and the dominant gene chart, if you go in the biology and pick up that chart, it'll tell you blonde hair, recessive, gray eyes, green eyes, blue eyes, recessive. White skin, recessive. He tell you he's the recessive gene, Brother Drew, and but we've been deprogrammed and reprogrammed to say that ain't true.
Yeah. And we want blue eyes and we want green eyes. How pretty.
Right. Right. Now, the number three, which they call the Holy Trinity. It started with the mother, with the father. When the mother and the father became a dualist system, three represents your offspring. Now, for you to be fruitful and multiply, you have to have offspring, meaning that the only way that you can have offspring, you had to be a male and a female, not a male and a male, a fee and a fee. But in today's society, I think that this number three, the people, two-thirds of the people is very confused about number three. What do that number really mean if you got this old blood that you have? But you should be able to see it if you traveling and you got this bloodline on you. You see what I'm talking about. These are your offspring, meaning that your offspring is how you multiply. Now, if your offspring's been taken out of their content, then what you multiply is that done took you of the beast man, the other knowledge. The number four, so you wouldn't forget when you were down here that your perpendicular line, which is your shell, your body, was made out of the four elements. And that you would be put upon four different hemispheres on Athara with the same knowledge, the same language, the same belief, the same knowing, if you didn't mix your seed, you had to stay to your bloodline of who you were. You came from the 19th Once this person was born, you and I, Brother Drew, are replicants of the original firstborn of Amanyah and Abanyah. We are replicants. The body is. Not the blood, but the perpendicular line. Not your cipher, which is the blood, but your perpendicular line, which is made out of the four elements. And you know what the four elements is.
Right.
In the ancient language, the number five is your power sign, because the number five is actually who you are. You are the fifth element. What makes you the fifth element is that your cipher is one element, but your perpendicular line is four elements. Understand what I'm talking about? In other words, the most important part of you is made out of one element. That's your cipher. That's your bloodline. That's your head. But your body, its perpendicular line, is made out of the four elements. And the four elements is made out of earth, out of Apara. The reason you're made out of that is because you have to put your mind, which the cipher, your head, represents your mind, which is electro energy. Energy you can't see, that's male energy. Magnetic energy is female energy. What you can see the four elements. You can't see the elements, but you see the results of the four elements, which is that comes after that. We're talking a little physics, a little science, a little everything that they got our knowledge, which was very simple to teach, all mixed up. Meaning that our number is five. And this is, you know, this is how we taught our babies. Well, I taught the baby, most of the babies, so this is where I taught the babies. I was taught. Now, when you know that you is not getting the right school of thoughts in your cipher, which is your cipher, your head, it's when somebody tell you that the number of a man and a beast is six. And six is who you are. Because, see, six is nothing but a nine turned upside down. And remember when we first started off? You started off as a 10. Y'all standing in front of you, which is the cipher, talking to the perpendicular line, you standing at attention. Then she takes her head, put it on top of you, and make a number nine out of you, meaning that her mind that she gave you ain't gonna never damn change. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew?
Yeah.
Her mind ain't gonna change. Told you that for you to come here, you had to come through the black hole, and she had to flip you, turn you upside down. When you got to earth, you came head first. But that ain't how you started off. You had to, if you come feet first, like you were standing at first with the number nine, then that's a stillborn baby. You had to be flipped over to know that the number six, when you got here, was going to be the number of a beast and a man, mankind, which would be a beast man or a man beast. That ain't you. We got to look for somebody else. And we done found him. He don't look like us. He's called a Germanic race of people as we speak. Shit, when we learn this numbering system, it puts your ass mathematically speaking on who this goddamn beast man is. Shit. Because, see, the next number is 7. That means that you be perfect with understanding what y'all done told you up here and what you going to see when your ass got here at a certain period of time in the generation of the bloodline of y'all's people who had came from the east to the west, and they lived in the western hemisphere. Yeah, it's in the western hemisphere now. All of this shit started over in across the water, separated from us. He brought all these gods and all this bullshit and all that bunk-ass shit out of the way of into the ways of Japheth's children over here to us, which is Japheth's children conquered Shem's children, and you brought us that religious shit over here that was started with Hinduism. We know your damn history, and I ain't the only one that know it. Now, if we can remember these numbers, Brother Drew, that make us perfect, and what y'all told us, and we know right now that what killed us, the major law that we broke with y'all was our dietary laws. Because she told us if your ass eat right, you think right. You would already know this shit here. It's what I'm saying right here. If you was eat right, but ain't none of us eat right, we just now learning how to eat right. But our children, if they know this system, within this system through signs, symbols, and numbers passed down, they can understand who they are and what their purpose is on earth, and they won't fall into eating themselves to death. You was built to last forever down here. Your shell was built to last forever. Your mind gonna stay here, but your shell was built to last forever. They proved that by when the people ate right. You got history of when the people ate right, lived a long time. The number 8 is 1 degree above perfect, meaning that you was perfect with knowledge, and you, if you knew what we just talked about in this numbering system, you got to the number 8 represented, you was perfect with the knowledge of your mother and your father. That's the only number that add up to 720 degrees. We're talking about steps, levels, and degrees we base this knowledge upon. This is esoteric knowledge, it's called. It ain't no esoteric knowledge. It's what was given us. And if you was perfect with the knowledge, meaning the dietary laws and all that they kept all, what was you, the way of life that you were supposed to live, then you would become, the 6 would become a 9. And you would never change in that teaching, meaning at 9 years old, you would never change at that teaching when you became 9 years old. You would become what was a beast man when you got here, you would become the 9. You would be standing tall, just like you first started, Brother Drew. You'd be the number 9. You would never change with Amanya.
Right.
And you, with her knowledge, at 9 years old, if you taught from 0 age, from the beginning to 9 years old, that baby ain't going to change. For one simple reason, the next number is 10. He knew what Yah was, who Yah was, Abanyah and Amanyah. He knew what was first, and he had all the knowledge and all the understanding of what he was supposed to learn while he was here. He would become the number 11, which means that he was one-on-one with Yah. The number 12 is complete, meaning at 12 years old, brother, he was complete. And I finished the rest. I see that clock be moving, boy. But
oh yeah,
we did reach complete. We complete. So we go to the number 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. Explain what they were, what they are, in the teaching of Amenyah and Abenyah. Until next week, I'll say Kamadiyah.